Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, October 6th. Thank you guys for being here. Getting up early with us, this pre-show is all for you who are up at the crack of dawn with us. It's not even the crack of dawn. It's pitch black outside.
No,
I just
kidding.
Feel like fall is officially here. It is so dark when we come in the mornings. And then it's getting darker earlier. I noticed that last night when we were having dinner. I'm like, oh, it's so dark.
It is dark. I don't like it. I miss the sun. I love when the sun sets at 8.
Yeah. It's like, I think you mentioned it last week. Seasonal depression. When are you starting? It's
coming. Come on, baby.
We're ready for you this year. I've been taking my magnesium and my other supplements to try to combat you, but I don't know.
That's how you do it? What do you take?
Well, I mean, I take the supplements every day, so it doesn't really change. But supposedly, magnesium is supposed to help with that.
Ooh.
That's what a doctor told me. So maybe I should up my magnesium intake. But honestly, it hasn't helped me in the past. So I don't know. we'll see. But how are you doing? Good morning.
It's Monday.
How was your weekend?
So the weekend was awesome because I went to Disneyland.
Yes, there's no better place.
My feet are hurting. I'm sore. I think I came down with a cold yesterday.
Oh.
My acne's breaking out because of all the bad food I ate. But was it all worth it? Absolutely.
How many churros did you have?
You know, surprisingly, I only had two.
Oh, wow. That's
right.
Good.
But it's not like the regular churros. It's those seasonal churros.
Yeah.
Like I had the straw batty churro. It's right next to the Haunted Mansion and it's a 10 out of 10. It's so good.
Is there strawberry on it?
Yeah, it's strawberry inside. Real strawberries in the inside. And then on the outside is like a chocolate coating and it has like chocolate, I wouldn't say sprinkles, but it has like a chocolate sprinkly type of vibe. So good. And then we tried the celestial churro, and that is right next to Guardians, and that was super good. It's like a regular churro, but the cream cheese whipping that they put on top, oh my god, there's Disney is so smart for doing stuff like this.
They make all those seasonal ones, which I think is a great idea, but at the end of the day, I always go back to the original.
Mm.
I just feel like the simplicity of it, the cinnamon, it just, there's something about it. They have, and I don't know if they had it this year, by the Haunted Mansion, the Bride and Groom churro they have.
Oh, no,
and
I don't know.
One is white and one is like coated in chocolate. And they're great, but then I always am like, I just love the original.
Mm-hmm.
And the original is so good. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But they're so creative over there with all their desserts.
Oh my gosh.
It makes you want one of everything.
Yes. And then they only do stuff limited time. So
yeah.
They make it, you gotta get it before it's done. Like James really wanted a Powerline popcorn bucket, and that's in Toontown, and we saw it online. Nothing was there. They're like, sorry, we're sold out.
Oh,
darn it.
That's so frustrating.
Time.
I'm sure it's on eBay, but my gosh, it's probably like 10 times what you would normally pay
yes.
for it.
And how was your weekend?
It was good. It was a busy one. It was so good to see everyone. Friday night, we had our Taylor Swift, The Life of a Showgirl listening party, and that was a blast over at Jackpot Bar and Grill, give away some prizes, just went through the whole record, and it's only 41 minutes and 40 seconds, but there was just so much to unpack, and we really had fun with it. So it was great to see everyone there. And then on Saturday, we hosted the screening of the official release party of A Showgirl, and it was the movie. So we stayed for that. And that was just interesting to hear from her, the meaning behind some of the songs, how they came to be, and then just the making of the Fate of Ophelia video that finally was released on YouTube. You can check it out now. It was released last night. But so that was really cool. And then yesterday we went to the Aces game.
Yes!
A big win. It was so much fun. I was laughing so hard. You sent me a video of us. I guess we were on TV a bunch of times. I kept getting texts from people like, I saw you on TV. I was like, oh man, these are our friend seats that we buy for them occasionally. And they're right there, like behind the hoop, and they're all right by the tunnel on the way out for the players. So the seats are just amazing.
So it's so funny because we flew in from Disneyland into Vegas like early morning so we can try and watch the Aces game, even though I knew like I wasn't going to watch the whole thing because I was so exhausted. I was like, I have a feeling because I know Mercedes and I know where she's at that she's going to be on TV. So I'm like, I'm going to watch at least the first half and not even like, I don't know, 6 minutes or 7 minutes into the game, I'm like, oh, there she is, there she is, there's Mercedes, there's her daughters. So I told James, and James is like, I missed it, I missed it. We go into the DVR, we're rewinding it. I'm like, okay, stop, stop, stop. I press play, we're recording it, and I sent it to you. I'm like, look at you, you're on TV.
It's so funny. I got so many of those, and I'm like, you guys, I literally was on television for 8 years. I had a job on television.
It's different.
You guys never texted me pictures of that. You never said anything, but then I'm at a game.
No, it's different. You're like not in your element. You're just a fan. No. You're not your TV personality.
I thought it was hilarious. I actually loved it. So yeah, that was so much fun. And yeah, we are really excited to get back to it today. A lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. And we've got so much to give away this morning. We've got your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. They're coming back to town. And we're going to give away those tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And then we'll actually have an early edition of Heads Up. We've got tickets for you to check out Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. So that is going to be super cool. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Today is Zero Inbox Day, which I guess it's a day created to help people learn ways to avoid being overwhelmed by the endless barrage of daily emails. And the numbers behind the emails are wild. Did you know about 3 million emails are sent every single second?
Oh my God.
Around the world. No. Every single second.
That, and I wonder, to probably 2.9 million of those are spam.
You're probably right. Most emails are opened within 24 hours of being sent. Nearly 30% of people say email is their biggest work distraction. And on average, we spend up to 5 hours a day checking, reading, replying to email. And almost a quarter of people check their email the second they wake up. Do you do that?
No. Emails right when you wake up? No, I'm checking Instagram.
Instagram before emails.
Find my little people's location. Emails, they come like maybe six in line.
That's the scale we're dealing with here. So for me, I can't remember the last time I had an empty inbox. Like I have emails in all of my different email accounts, but I do get anxiety when I see someone with hundreds or thousands of unread messages, you know, the red notification. When I see that, like my mom, she'll ask me to do something on her phone, and I'll go on there and it's like 7,824. And I'm like, Mom, you have so many unread emails. What are you doing? And she's like, anyone who's important knows how to reach me. I'm just like, that is terrifying. So in honor of Zero Inbox Day, how many unread emails do you have right now? What is your number? 702-364-9400. Do you keep them under a certain number? Like I said, I have zero right now. I've checked all my emails. Doesn't mean that my inbox is empty. They're there, but I've seen them all.
Got it. Okay. So I'm a little ashamed of one account, but the others I feel like, okay, I feel accomplished. So my work email, I only have 15 unread. But a reason why some of them are unread is because I'll read it, I'll put it back to read, because I know I have like an action item or something to do with
it. You'll mark as unread?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Correct. Now, my personal Yahoo account, 15,556.
Unread?
unread. And I don't know what it is about this account that stresses me out. I think when I see that number, I don't even want to open it.
I can't even. I am getting anxiety from are these actual people? Is it mostly spam? Like, what's the deal on that?
Oh, 85% of this is spam. The ones that frustrate me when I miss them are the coupon deals. Like Coffee Bean, your last day today is to get your free latte. And I missed it. It was yesterday was the last day to get it. I'm like, if I saw this yesterday, I would have went to Coffee Bean.
How often do you check that email account though?
I try to do it every day, but once I open it, it's just like, you know when you see something and it's just overbearing and overwhelming that you're just like, absolutely not. I close it right back up.
We're getting so many texts. You're not alone. This one says, I have 14,862 unread emails. My phone battery dies just from carrying that guilt around. This one says, I'm at 3. I delete everything the second I'm done. My husband says I'm psycho. This says, my boss's inbox once hit 99,999 and stopped counting. I think that's when you legally have to move to a new email address.
That's going
to
be me soon. I am so stressed out just from this Yahoo account.
Oh my gosh. And then look at, this one just came in. I can't even imagine. 227,779.
No, I can't get to that point. I need help.
What is, you guys, I can't understand. Like, how do you, they said, but I have my notifications hidden, so it's okay, right?
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, guys. It is Monday. It's October 6th, 6:03. Hope you had a great weekend. We definitely did. And back, ready to go. I'm so happy you got to go check out Disneyland this weekend. And Halloween time at Disneyland is so much fun.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. And even James goes, what's your favorite part? What's your favorite season at Disneyland? Halloween time or Christmas? I'm like, oh, don't make me choose.
That's hard. Yes. I think Christmas might have the slight edge, but Halloween is still amazing.
And it was so fun. And I love flying into Orange County because it's so easy. It's like a 40-minute flight from Harry Reid. And this past Friday, we get onto the flight and it was super nice. They're like, we'll be there in 40 minutes. I'm like, perfect. I got time to put on my press-on nails. I'll put on my lashes. And so
You're doing this. Like a full beauty. You put on fake nails?
Yes, I put on fake nails on the plane and then I'll do my makeup if I can, if I have time.
Do you have to use glue?
I use nail glue and everything.
Does it stink?
So no, it doesn't. The nail glue that I have, it doesn't stink, but it's pretty easy. It's just like a little nail polish.
I was going to say, if that smells, the people around you must hate you.
At least I hope it doesn't smell.
I'm sure it doesn't.
And when I did it this past Friday, it was right when they said, all right, we're 1,000 feet in the air. You guys can take off your seatbelts and put your tray tables down. So immediately I have all my stuff out. I have my fake nails. I have my nail glue. And I'm putting on everything like everything's fine. When all of a sudden, the turbulence starts to go. And it's bad. And we're like shaking a little bit. You could see the flight attendants in the middle of the aisle, like holding on to people's chairs. And then the pilot comes on and he's like, all right, everybody, we're going to need everyone to be in their seatbelts, flight attendants as well. And please stow away your tray tables right in the middle of me putting on my press on nails.
Oh no. How dare they?
Excuse me, the safety of everybody, but my nails.
I need to put my nails on.
So now I'm like, oh my God, one hand is done. My other hand isn't. And I'm determined. I'm like, turbulence ain't gonna stop me. So I asked James, babe, can you please just help me hold my nail glue, hold your palm out so I can put my nails there? And so here's James, who didn't sign up for this at all. I stow everything away. I put everything in my right positions like the pilots asked me to. I'm handing James over the press-on nails and the nail glue, and he's just holding still like a statue. And he's like, don't move or a nail will drop. Poor lady. So James is in the middle aisle. I'm on the window aisle. And you can see the lady in the aisle. She's just looking over at us like, this guy did not sign up for this.
She's like, am I about to die or get a free manicure? What is happening right now?
Hey, but guess what? I got all my nails done.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, anyone who you are coupled up with, whoever your partner is, sometimes there's those moments where you're like, I am sure they did not sign up for this, but I appreciate the fact that they are there. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. I think of Matt, too. Is there anything like Matt's like, yep, this is what my life has been like. I have to sign up for this.
That poor guy, everything. Seriously. Just being married to a morning radio personality. Like, our whole life is on the air. And I tell him that. And I told him that when we first started dating. I'm like, I just want you to know I talk a lot about my life on the air. And you might come up too. And he's like, that's fine, that's fine. And all these years later, he's probably like looking back going, if only.
You know what's funny? The first times that Matt met James, I think it was us four, Matt goes to James, get ready, man.
Buckle up.
Because we signed up for this.
Those are two good men right there, yes. I have to say. All right. Well, so much coming up on the show this morning. You don't want to go anywhere because we've got your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We are giving those away. Also in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up, Louis Tomlinson. He is going on tour from One Direction, and we've got your passes for that. And in just a couple of minutes, an early edition of Heads Up, we've got tickets to the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. Very cool. But coming up next, we have what's trending. Taylor Swift's album just broke records and sent fans on a worldwide scavenger hunt with orange doors, secret codes. I'll tell you what it revealed coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Well, you just heard her. Taylor Swift is trending this morning. She is basically in her own record-breaking universe right now. The Life of a Showgirl sold 2.7 million copies in one day, making it the second biggest first-day album sales in modern U.S. history, just behind Adele's 25. And that one sold 3.37 million.
Are we surprised, though?
No. I thought she might have broken... she would have broken that record, but it was just still huge. She also broke her own vinyl record with 1.2 million albums sold in a week. Her official release party of a Showgirl movie opened at number one, as predicted, at the box office with $33 million, proving that Swifties will show up anywhere, even a theater, to experience a Taylor event.
Oh, of course. And how was it? Would you go into the movie thinking like, okay, I expect this? Or did you come out of it being like, I wish I got more out of
it? No, I thought it was really interesting. I didn't know what to expect. And so basically it was... the beginning of it was showing the Fate of Ophelia video, and you just a straight watch, and then that was cool. And then the rest of it was going track by track with the words on the screen, and then just different visuals we hadn't seen from the album. But then in between, they'd show kind of the making of the video and all the things that went into it. And it was really interesting. There were so many little things that I found really fascinating. And then at the end, they replayed the video, and this time you watched it through a different lens because you saw all the things that went into it. And so it was different than the first time you watched the video. I thought it was really cool.
That's actually brilliant because you see it, you're like, okay, cool. First time anyone's ever seen it, but since the movie video got released last night, you guys kind of got the first peek. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm watching it a second time. I totally see it differently.
Yeah, it was a total different experience. So we had a lot of fun. I really loved it. And with that video, I mean, it's dramatic, it's poetic, it's full of Easter eggs, and yes, there's football references for Travis. She just can't help herself, you know?
I love the video. It's a cute video, and she's very brilliant on how she does the Easter eggs, and now I'm finally realizing, like, because I don't know much about Hamlet and the Ophelia story.
Yes.
And I looked into it, and it's like, Ophelia drowned herself, or she drowned from death, from all the madness that she went through, and in the album cover art, you can see she's about to drown, but her face still has oxygen and air. So I'm like, oh my God, I get the visual now.
Yeah, and Travis saved her from the fate of Ophelia is basically what she's saying. And then just when fans thought it was safe to log off, she made us go on a literal worldwide scavenger hunt. So orange doors popped up in 12 cities, including one right here in Vegas at the Boulevard on the Strip. Each door had a QR code that unlocked clues until Swifties finally cracked the hidden message. And that hidden message was, You must remember everything, but mostly this. The crowd is your king. So the code ended up unlocking the Fate of Ophelia lyric video. She just doesn't do normal album promo. She creates side quests on this. But between her music, her movie, her global treasure hunt, Taylor, she is not just living the showgirl era. She is literally running the entire show at this point.
And I know she talked about probably not going on tour anytime soon, but I mean, doesn't mean there's not a residency in that message.
We're hearing rumors. My sources have been sending me messages over the weekend, and there are rumors. That's all I can say at this point. I know, it's craziness, but that is what's trending. Okay, let's do it. It is time to win this morning an early edition of Heads Up. Hey, speaking of Shakespeare, how about two tickets to see Romeo and Juliet? It's the Nevada Ballet Theater production of this classic, and we've got your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. Pick a category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the passes are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Avery, you're caller 20.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up this morning for tickets to see Romeo and Juliet?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. We've got five categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with teacher's pet, once upon a time, pasta party, building blocks? Where am I missing one more?
Yes, rub-a-dub-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Which one do you want to go with?
Once upon a time.
All right. National Storytelling Day was on Sunday, so these are all things that are associated with stories or storytelling, okay?
Okay.
We got this. All we need is 6 in 60 seconds. You ready to go?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay. This is the person that writes a book. They're the what?
Author.
Yes. This is what you do when you have a book in front of your face. You're what?
Reading.
Yes. This is not the bad guy, but this is the what of the story. Saves the day.
Villain? The protagonist.
No, they save the day.
The hero.
Yes, the hero. I'm going to end this chapter on this part where it's like, oh my gosh, what happens next? It's a what?
Cliffhanger.
Yes. This is Harry, Hermione. They're all what in this book? They're
wizards.
They're different types of what?
Wizard.
No, not wizard. Just any book that has stories has different what?
Protagonist?
They're different people, so they're different.
Main characters.
Characters.
Yes.
Cinderella. These are all types of what?
Princesses.
Like the stories are different. What? They have a happy ending.
Fairy tale.
Yes.
Yes! Wow!
Oh my God. You got it just in time, Avery. Congratulations. Nice job. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It is Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Steph had a great weekend. She was in Disneyland all weekend. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, my God. I had so much. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. I might be coming down with a cold, but it was all worth it.
I feel like that always happens to me, too, when I come back from Disneyland. It's just like my body breaks down because it's just there's so much excitement and so much adrenaline. And then afterwards, you come down from that high and it's just like, everything breaks down.
I mean, everything about the weekend was great, except this one thing that happened at our hotel. And I'm like, what is happening? Why can't I just enjoy my trip? So every single time that we walked into the hotel lobby, there was staff members just walking around in their little hotel staff in uniform and would stop us and ask us, hey, have you guys signed up for our exclusive loyalty program? Oh. And I'm looking at my friends. I'm looking at my husband. I'm like, who's going to speak up here? Because I don't like talking to these people that try to sell you on stuff. And so one time, the first time was nice. She was a lovely little lady. And it's funny how these salespeople like try to get to you first. They're like, oh my God, you guys are going to Disneyland. We're like, yes, we're so excited. Oh my gosh. Well, did you guys know about our loyalty program? And I'm like, Come on.
There, you were just being nice. There was a method to your madness.
Yes, exactly. So the first time we were like on the way up to our elevator to go into our room for the first time, we brushed her off, whatever. But the second time is what really bugged me. So we get back from Disneyland, miles of walking, exhausted. It's hot. I'm starving. I'm waiting in the hotel lobby for everybody because we're about to go out to lunch. So everyone goes up to the room. I'm sitting in the lobby by myself. And you can tell, like, I just did not want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to have that one alone time to just decompress. Then here comes one of the hotel lobby employees. He's wearing his little shirt. And he goes, oh, my God, did you have fun at Disneyland? They, like, warm up to you. They, yeah. Like, you know, that little conversation.
Small talk.
Yes. Yeah, I had fun. Super short. Just, like, trying to tell him I don't want to talk. He goes, nice. What was your favorite ride? I'm like, dude, get away. I'm like, honestly, didn't really go on many rides. He goes, oh, well, I like your shirt. Continues with the small talk. And so I'm like, thanks. Then he proceeds to go, are you actually signed up for our loyalty program rewards? And I'm like, dude, stop. So I finally was just like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And he got the point. He walked away. But man, that guy just did not read the room.
I really do try to have sympathy because that's a person who has a job and that is their job to do. And that, like, I get that frustration with like the people in the mall on those kiosks that are like really aggressive. And I used to just like blow them off. But then I like one day I'm like, this is a person who's coming into work every day and just trying to do their job. Like, be nice. Like, come on. Right. I've been telling myself this. But then my husband got scammed by one of them. And then I like, forget that. Like, it was one of those, you know, those metal bracelets that they're like, if you wear this metal bracelet, it's going to improve your circulation. Watch, put your arm out. And then he puts his arm out and he hits it and it goes straight down. And he's like, now put this bracelet on. Puts a bracelet on and then he couldn't put it down. It's like, oh my gosh. Well, that's a scam. It's all in where you place your hand. And he was placing it. And it was just like a whole thing. So I have my new way of dealing with situations like that. I basically carry my phone up to my ear everywhere I go.
Pretending you're on the phone.
I pretend I'm on fake conversations and I've gotten really good at it.
I should have done that. I'm like, oh, excuse me, I'm getting a phone call.
Sorry, can't talk.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
So Diddy is going to prison for 4 years, technically 50 months, but I think we can all agree 4 years sounds a little more dramatic. The judge handed down the sentence after prosecutors pushed for 11. So he kind of got off easy, honestly. He was also hit with a $500,000 fine, 5 years of supervised release when he gets out. Before sentencing, he actually broke down crying, apologizing to his mom and to the women he abused. He said, they need me, they're scared, and I'm scared. I will never put my hands on another person again. Some of his kids even spoke on his behalf. His lawyers are planning to appeal, but for now, he's going to be there for a little while.
I don't know much about like the judicial system and like I know I need a lot to learn about like the courts and stuff like that. But to me, 4 years is just way too short.
It seemed a little low to me, too. Yeah.
Like with the decades of what he's done and abused women physically, psychologically, emotionally. I'm sorry, but 4 years just seems a little too short.
Yeah, and that's with time served, you know, so he's already been in there. And I think a lot of people feel that way for sure. Also this morning, the Aces are doing exactly what the Aces do, dominate. They defended home court again yesterday, beating the Phoenix Mercury 91-78 to go up 2-0 in the WNBA Finals. Jackie Young went off 32 points, tying her playoff career. Hi, Asia. She dropped another monster game with 28 points and 14 rebounds. That's her 25th playoff double-double, by the way.
Wow.
Chelsea Gray had 10 assists. Jewel Lloyd gave herself the best birthday present ever. 9 points, some clutch defense. The energy in the Michelob Ultra Arena was wild. I was so excited to go to that game. And yeah, now the Aces are halfway to another championship. I don't want to jinx anything, but it's looking very good right now.
I was at Disney on Friday trying to watch the game. I watched it a little bit at our hotel, and at first I was scared. Like, the Mercury looked really, really good that first half. And then when we found out the score at the park, I was like, oh my God, they won. And I didn't know what the vibe was like for game one. Did you watch any highlights?
I did. Yeah, it was close. They were losing at one point and then they ended up coming back. We were out and we came home, and Brooklyn, my daughter, she was at home alone and she was watching it. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, they were losing, but they're coming back now. And so we're all just sitting there like screaming at the TV. So yeah, that one was a much closer game for
yes,
sure.
Yes. And then yesterday was just a blowout. Like at the end, I was like, yes.
At the beginning though, it was terrible.
You're right.
You know what? Like, oh.
I think Asia had the turnover on her first play.
Yeah. We were just like, what is happening? And then things turned around. But yeah, it was so much fun. Finally, this morning, if the Tooth Fairy is just slipping a dollar under your kid's pillow, brace yourself. You need to have a talk with her because she's being a little cheap. A new study found that the going rate for a tooth is now $14.87.
What?
I don't even think my wisdom teeth were worth that. I am shocked. The same study found that birthday gifts for kids average $83, and weekly allowances are around $37 a child. No wonder parents are feeling like gift fatigue right now. Well, that's crazy.
And just inflation in general, the Tooth Fairy is probably putting overtime with everything going on.
Oh, I know. Half of people admit that they don't even know what's the right amount to give to someone anymore with a gift. 75% say gifts are more expensive than ever. Some are saying enough is enough. Literally, a third of people are just doing a whole no gifts policy this year. Honestly, that might be the best present of all, just to go no gifts, you know?
Here's a hug from me. I love you.
No happy birthday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mercedes in the morning. I love little life hacks. When I learn a life hack, I try to tell everyone about it. Do you have one of those things where it's something that maybe helps you handle people, or it helps you handle stress, or just makes your day smoother? Maybe it's how you calm down after an argument or just keep your cool at work. So I learned about something a couple of months ago called the gray rock method. Have you heard of this before?
No, not the anthropology rock though.
No. This is a totally different thing. Ramon, don't worry. We're not talking about the anthropology rock here. So the gray rock method, the whole idea is when you have someone toxic in your life, someone who just thrives on the drama, someone who makes snide comments, someone who always tries to pull you into their mess, you don't fight back. You don't defend yourself. You don't even really engage. You just go totally neutral, totally boring, like a gray rock just sitting. in the dirt.
Wow.
Like nothing to see here. So for example, let's say this person takes a jab at you and normally you'd like want to clap back or just like argue with them, explain yourself. But with the gray rock, you just say something like, okay. And that's it.
What?
Like nothing. Move on. No energy. No spark. And the wild thing is I've done this for the past couple of months with a couple of so-so relationships, and it works.
What?
It's crazy. So I like there's been a couple of kind of weird relationships, but people that normally would have gotten me really worked up. And it's like you can see them deflate in real time because they got nothing to grab onto. It's so satisfying in the most boring way possible.
Okay, but what is their response when you when they're coming at you maybe with negativity or toxicity and you just go, okay, what do?
They just deflate. It's just like there's nothing. Like they want that drama because then they can go back at you.
Right. And
so, for instance, there was a situation where someone that it's just I've never had an issue with this person, but they have an issue with me. And they make these snarky remarks and they made a comment to me the other like a couple of weeks ago. And I just go, OK. And I walked away and I could just feel like they were not happy that I didn't engage.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny. Does anyone else have like a hack like that? A self-preservation hack? Something that you do? I really encourage you to look more into this gray rock method because I've seen it work. It's kind of interesting. 702-364-9400. Have you heard of it before? Or are there other little methods or mind hacks like this that you use to handle difficult people? Because I'm telling you, this one is a game changer.
You know, something similar that I do that you kind of brought up is when someone's being rude to you or when someone wants to get something out of you, or if maybe you're even in the middle of the fight, is when they're throwing these negative remarks at you, what I do and what I like to do is just stare them straight in the eye, maybe give them a little smirk, not a, like a sarcastic smirk, but like a deep breath, stare, and just have awkward silence.
Almost like you're kind of laughing at them without laughing.
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of in that sense, but more just like, I don't want to respond more with negativity. So I'm going to let you fill in this awkwardness of space and see how you respond to your response. Because you can tell when we take a deep breath or maybe just like a couple of seconds of awkward silence, then it starts to really rub in to, wow, this is a conversation that has gone out of control.
Yeah.
We need to like bring it in. But that awkward silence does that. It doesn't, if you continue to battle negativity with negativity, then it's going to keep going. But if you take a deep breath, you have some silence, then you're able to reflect on what's going on.
Yeah. And I have a clearer picture of what's happening too. I think that always taking a deep breath is a good idea. This text just came in. It says, I swear by the 5-4-3-2-1 method when I get anxious. I name 5 things I see, 4 things I hear, 3 things I can touch, 2 I smell, and 1 I taste. It grounds me so fast.
I've never heard of this method before. Have you tried this?
No, I've never heard of this. 5-4-3-2-1.
Huh.
5 things you see, 4 you hear, 3 you touch, 2 you smell, 1 you taste. This one says, my hack is to say, not my circus, not my monkeys in my head whenever someone tries to drag me into their drama. This text says, best way is to ask them, are you saying that to be helpful or hurtful?
Ooh, the intention behind it.
I said that once to my mother-in-law.
Oh no, you didn't.
Yeah,
what happened?
She said something to my husband that I didn't like. I can't remember. What was it? And I just go, huh, were you saying that to be helpful to him or to be hurtful to him? And she just, her eyes got all big. She's like, helpful, of course. And I'm like, oh.
But behind that head of hers, she was like, oh, maybe I was trying to say it to be hurtful.
Yeah, 702-364-9400. Abby says, I've never heard of the gray rock, but now I want someone to be a bee to me so I can try.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestants. It's Anthony and Milan. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You guys ready to do this?
We're ready. I got my other daughter in the car, too, Capri. She's there, too.
Hi, Capri. How are you?
Good.
I love the names, Anthony. Nice job. Capri, Milan. It's so beautiful. All right, let's do this. We've got these Jonas Brothers tickets that we want to get you. You just got to conquer the Mega Minute. We've got 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them. You guys ready to do this?
Ready.
All right, let's do it.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Give me the name of one of the Jonas Brothers.
Skip.
Which NBA, WNBA team are the Las Vegas Aces facing in the finals?
The Phoenix Mercury.
Yes. What is the name of the largest snake in the world?
Anaconda?
Yes. If you're cleaning with a Dyson, what are you using?
Vacuum cleaner.
Yes. What do bees collect from flowers to make honey?
Pollen.
Yes. What is the largest bone in the human body?
A femur?
Yes. How many players are on the field per team in football?
11.
Yes. Rebel Wilson plays the character Fat Amy in which movie?
Ooh. Pass.
What is the name of Nick Jonas's wife?
Chakra something, right?
We'll accept it. Yes. What month is 6 months after October?
April.
Yes. What is the name of one of the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yes.
You know, oh, my God. Stop it. Stop.
You guys were so close.
That was half a second.
Well, and we still had one more, though, that he had to go back on.
Oh, the Rebel Wilson one,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anthony, Milan, and Capri. You did really well. The bees collect flowers to make honey. You said pollen. We would have also accepted nectar. The names of all three Jonas Brothers, Nick, Joe, and Kevin. And yeah, Rebel Wilson plays the character Fat Amy in which movie? That is Pitch Perfect. You said Chopra. Priyanka is her first name, but we did accept it. I'm sorry, you guys. We didn't get a winner for the Mega Minute, but caller 20, you get those tickets right now. All you got to do is call us at 702-364-9400. And if you are caller 20, you are going to see the Jonas Brothers when they come to town at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on November 29th. Again, our number, 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
A new study says Florida and Nevada are leading the country in, well, ambitious dating, maybe. Both states tied for first place on the list where people are most likely to marry for money. So they're saying there's a bunch of gold diggers here. Do you guys agree? Florida and Nevada each scored 8.24 out of 10 on this gold digger scale. Texas was right behind at 8.23, followed by California and New York. I guess this data comes from this divorce coaching app called Split Up, which it looks at everything from the millionaire density to Google searches for sugar daddy and sugar mama and sugar baby and marry rich. So basically, if you're dating in Vegas and someone asks, you know, your sign, they probably actually mean your income bracket. What do you guys think? I know we're all married, but do you feel like, just from what you've heard, maybe from your single friends, there's a high propensity of gold diggers here in Las Vegas?
Well, I'm fortunate. I mean, maybe, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunately, but I just have a lot of friends that are already married. And I'll just tell you right now, they ain't gold diggers.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why the rate might be high here in Nevada, just because of the luxury of the strip and everything that comes through here. But do we have a lot of billionaires in our state?
We do.
We do.
There's a lot of, I don't know about billionaires, but there's a ton of millionaires here. Yeah, so that helps. Ramon, you're born and raised here. Have you seen it just living here?
Well, yeah, you get a lot of complaints from, I get a lot of complaints from the single guys, yeah, that they're all gold diggers and stuff like that. But I do want to admit that I am kind of a sugar baby. So, I mean, no.
You have a sugar mama?
Exactly. So, you know, it's not that bad.
Hey, Jackie, what's up, girl? You got that money?
Everyone should try it. It's pretty cool.
I mean, she bought that Anthropology rock, right?
Oh, gosh, this again. I threw it away.
Also this morning, Amazon Prime Day kicks off tomorrow for a two-day event. This is the October edition, which Amazon started a few years ago, just to kind of give holiday sales a little pre-game warm-up. Expect deals on the big stuff, your Kindles, your Echoes, your Ring cameras, also some early discounts on home items, pet gear, holiday decor. Basically, it's your chance to buy things you didn't know you needed until they were 37% off.
Yeah, I think with the holiday decor stuff, I don't know about you, but I like doing that in person. I'm more of like, I want to see it. I want to feel it. I really want to see how big it is. That's what we're doing this weekend. We're not going to be on Amazon shopping for holiday decor. We're going in person.
Are you doing holiday decorating or like Halloween?
Halloween. Oh, Halloween okay. Decorations. Yeah. Yes.
Our neighbors, they've gone all out. They had the whole setup on September 30th and I love it. But I feel like my husband takes it as a challenge where we have to outdo them. And so they had theirs up before ours. So this past week, he helped me decorate the inside of the house. And I know this week he's going to do the outside. And he, same as you, is like, I got to go find new Christmas or new Halloween decorations because the neighbors got all this stuff. So I got to do all this stuff. And it's just, I'm like, it's not, it's like we get to look at theirs. We get the benefit of it. Maybe it's funny if they don't get to look at anything cool.
I love the neighbor wars here. So it's like, who's skeleton is bigger.
Yes,
yours
exactly.
Or mine.
It's turning into a thing. Finally, this morning, a new global study says people everywhere are using social media less, except us. Leave it to America to see this worldwide decline and say, we're not gonna jump on that. Researchers looked at data from adults in 50 countries and found that just social media peaked in 2022 and has dropped about 10% since then. The biggest drop is with teens and people in their 20s who have apparently just had enough of just the algorithm chaos, the sponsored nonsense. Experts say social media has become less social and more of just a constant ad scroll, if you think about it.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's also a secrecy of competition with social media, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to get more followers than these people. I have to get verified. I have to do all these things. I have to post every day. Like, that social media within itself is like a job.
It really is. And some people actually use it as their job. So I get it. If that's your income, I understand. But it's just funny here in North America, usage is still rising. Like we are the outlier and just thriving on this engagement bait, basically, you know, whatever is big, that's what we're jumping on. So does it mean that like we are not living life? We're spending too much time on social media.
I mean, honestly, sometimes I do feel that way. I think with our jobs, we just like the pressures of we have to be posting. We have to be on the latest trends. We have to know what's going on TikTok. And I actually caught myself doing that this past weekend. I told all my friends, I'm like, because we went to Disneyland this past weekend. I'm like, all right, you guys, put your photos into the shared album. I got to post by Sunday night because if I don't post by Sunday night, that Disneyland post is never going to go up.
Yeah, if you don't get it done. I think women are a little different than guys. You know, Ramon, do you post very often on social media?
No, that's my wife's job. Like you just said, it's more of a, I guess, female thing. Because she'll be like, oh, outfit of the day or do this and do that so I can post. And I'm like, okay.
What do you go on social media for then?
Just the reels, TikTok, Instagram,
like sports stuff.
Sports stuff too. Stalk other people.
Stalk other people.
You're honest about it. Yeah.
Who is this guy that I saw the other day? Oh, I'm gonna look him up on Instagram.
Well, speaking of sports, hey Ramon, what's going on with the Raiders, man? And this is not me trying to like rub it in. Seriously, like what's happening?
They're cursed. I would say, you know, no matter what coach, what quarterback, what GM is just a clown show over there.
I really like Pete Carroll.
Me too.
I'm really like bummed out that this isn't working out for them.
I mean, maybe it'll take them a year, right? It did take John Gruden a season to get it together, but total clown show. We'll say that. I was going to say a different word. But.
yeah, let's be careful here. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. That song is Daisies by Justin Bieber. Hearing that song just reminded me of something I totally forgot to tell you guys something.
What?
This made me so excited yesterday. Oh my gosh. We've heard of 6 degrees of separation, right? You can pinpoint someone and find a way that you are connected to them through 6 people.
Right.
But are you 1 degree of separation from someone for a weird reason, specifically a celebrity? 702-364-9400. Because yesterday, I am now officially 1 degree of separation away from Usher.
What?
I am 1 degree away from him.
What happened?
So I was at the Aces game last night, and the whole place was insane. It was crazy. They won. The energy, the team was killing it. Just everything was great. Things couldn't get better until Usher walks in, and I see him walking towards us. I'm like, oh my God, it's Usher. And it's like he's walking slow motion. It's just beautiful. And people are like, Usher, Usher, screaming at him. I knew there's nothing I can do to get his attention. Everyone else is already screaming at him. So the guy's walking by us, and I don't know why I thought of it. I just put my fist out there for a fist bump.
I love your analogy too. You're like, what am I going to do to be different? You know what? Let's just put the fist out.
I just put it out there. And he starts walking, and he literally walks by it. But at the last second, he turns his head and sees it and fist bumps me back.
You got fist bumped by Usher.
I was dead. I looked at my daughter. She was filming. I go, did you get that on video? And she's like, I got it. I was like, oh my gosh. I swear there was a tiny spark when he did it. It's like spark.
There sure was.
I felt electricity. I was just a same space, same moment. I swear it was amazing. So now I am officially 1 degree of separation away from Usher because I fist bumped him.
Oh,
does anyone else have that? You're 1 degree of separation from a celebrity for a kind of weird reason. Not that you know them or anything like that, but maybe you picked up their used soft drink cup at the airport, or maybe you did a high five or something like that. What celebrity are you 1 degree of separation from? 702-364-9400. As if that wasn't enough, I ended up getting a selfie with Candace Parker and Cheryl Swoops.
What?
So I don't know. That yesterday turned into like, it was kind of like celebrity networking hour for me. I mean, I'm just, I couldn't believe it. I was lucky yesterday.
I was watching, you know what? Now that I remember, I was watching your Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Usher passes by you and you're like, well, I see a random fist. And I thought
you can see my bracelet.
Yes! Oh my God, that is so awesome. I think about like my life, and I mean, we're very fortunate to work in radio, but I wanted to think of like something weird, like something outside of radio where a celebrity didn't interview them.
Yeah.
I remember back in 2018, I went to a listening party for Teyana Taylor, and it was at Universal Studios. You know, the studio tours, they like the Hollywood area. It kind of looks like New York City.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So that listening party took place there, and it was only a media invite only. I didn't know that such A-list celebrities were going to be here. So at one moment, we're listening to the album, and like halfway through the album, there's a random car that drives through where that area was, and outside of the vehicle pops out Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
What?
And the crowd is going crazy. I'm pushing through. I ended up getting a selfie with Kim.
I've never seen this picture before.
It is cool. I have to find it. So you can see me doing a selfie, but it's one of those selfies where like she doesn't even know I'm taking a picture of her with her. I just have it in selfie mode and you can see her in the background. It's me and her.
Oh, that is so funny. So you are literally 1 degree of separation from Kim Kardashian.
I am.
Kanye wasn't in it.
He wasn't in the photo.
You're 2 degrees away from
her. But he was right next to her.
Oh my gosh. What was it for you? Your random degree of separation. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good. What was it for you?
We were at a concert at the Honda Center in Anaheim, me and my girlfriend at the time, and we went upstairs to use the restroom, and there was a mob of people, and we said, what's going on over there? What's going on over there? Tupac and his bodyguards were walking around the concourse area, and Tupac's bodyguard stepped on my girlfriend's shoe and ripped her chancla, and that's as close as we got.
Oh my God. 2 degrees from Tupac.
Yes. That,
wow, what a story. Thank you, Nick. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, how many degrees are you away from someone famous in a weird way?
So I was driving down Blue Diamond, approaching Buffalo at midnight, and there was this license plate holder that was a digital, like, LED thing. And so I pulled down my window at the stoplight, and it was like, roll down your window, and it ended up being Penn from Penn and Teller. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I really just want to know where you got your license plate holder. And he's like, it was a gift. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 1 degree. It wasn't road rage. It was like happiness driving, you know. But
that is
still
so cool.
I just got this text here. It says from Monique, I sat next to Adam Sandler on a flight from L.A. to Vegas. He was wearing basketball shorts and fell asleep holding a granola bar.
Okay.
I mean, 1 degree of separation. Let's talk to Corey. Corey, what's the degree and what's the relationship?
Good morning, gang. I'd say the degree is close to zero because when Fast 7 came out, I went to go see it at the Bombs, and I bumped into this little short lady, and I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. And she turned around, Dolly Parton.
What? Dolly
gave
Parton?
Gave me a big old hug. Yes, gave me a big old hug, and she is so short, and she smelled so amazing, so polite. I'll post a picture later today on Facebook for y'all to check out.
Yes!
She was so polite.
Oh, that is so sweet. You almost ran over poor Dolly, and she still gives you hugs. Oh, Christina, what is your weird degree of separation?
Well, this one's so weird. I was actually at Mini Grand Prix with my kids, and I was in line, and I was like, wait, that guy looks familiar. And it was John Legend. And then I look back, and it's his wife and their kids are there.
At the Mini Grand Prix?
Yes.
Off the 95?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so random.
I'm like, of all the places, and they all had a big, like, kind of big van to pick everyone up and everything.
That is fabulous. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Mini Grand Prix is like the celebrity hotspot. Who would have known?
I passed by that place. I would have never thought a celebrity would go that place. That's crazy.
Carlos texted, said, my wife's cousin was Post Malone's neighbor in Utah. She said he borrowed their leaf blower once. I'm claiming that as my connection.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks to everyone who came out to our Taylor Swift listening party on Friday night. New album came out this weekend. Everyone's talking about it. Of course, we're going to talk about it this morning and what's trending. I was at the party and I was talking to this guy about sports, and he was just kind of asking me about being from Denver and being a Broncos fan and stuff like that. And then he goes, so are you also a Chicken Nuggets fan? And I was like, I just like, I go, yeah, like chicken nuggets. And he goes, no, the basketball team. I go, oh, the I see what you did there. Honestly, I did think it was kind of funny. Like, he was cracking up at his own joke, and then I thought about it, and I had to give him credit. It was kind of ridiculous, but funny. Call, you know, it's when you add a word to a team and change it into something totally different. So yes, I do like the Denver Nuggets, but I thought it was funny that he called them the chicken nuggets. Little diss at me, I go, who's your basketball team? And he goes, I'm a Knicks fan. I go, oh, the New York Stevie Knicks. And he, so we were just being so stupid, so ridiculous. But I was thinking about that. Like, are there other teams where you can add a word to them and totally ruin your favorite team by adding a word? And what's the team? 702-364-9400. Can you do that with another one?
I sure can. I actually make fun of our football team, which is the Chargers. I'm a Chargers fan. So we call them the Los Angeles Phone Chargers.
The Phone Chargers. Yeah, that works perfect. I like that one. I was trying to think of one for like your baseball team, the Padres. There's really nothing to do there.
I mean, Padres can translate into father or parents in Spanish. So you can call them like the San Diego Step Padres.
Oh, there you go.
You like
there
that
you
one?
Go. I like that. Wow, you're really good at this.
Thank you.
Can I just give you a random...
Okay.
I don't know. Let's see. The New York Yankees.
What's a Yankee? Like the colonial times?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, kind of hard.
Okay.
The New York... colonialism. Okay, that one was bad. That was kind of bad.
What about you, Ramon? You're the Raiders, the Tomb Raiders.
Oh, that's a good
the
one.
Las Vegas Tomb Raiders.
I'm over here cracking my brain out. I can't figure anything out. Those are good. Yeah. I always think of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. And Raiders is like what, a pirate?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pirates. They raid your ship.
What about the Cubs? You're a big Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Are you a Bears fan too?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, that could be the Chicago Care Bears.
Oh, that's a good one. Care Bears.
Or even the Chicago Bear Cubs or baby Cubs.
Something like that, yes.
Well, Cub is a baby bear.
Someone just texted the Yankees one, the New York Daddy Yankees.
Oh, yes, that is funny. What about the Golden Knights?
The Golden Knights.
What about the Vegas Golden Retriever Knights? I like that one.
That works. I like that. Someone just, we're getting a bunch of texts. 702-364-9400. Completely ruin your favorite team's name by just adding a word. This is as the Buffalo Unpaid Bills.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
I love that one too. What you got, Ramon?
Oh no, I was gonna. We're a Lakers fan, Steph. What do you got for that?
The Lakers, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah,
because we're lost. Because I don't know if LeBron's gonna come back. Maybe
he'll be,
something
he'll
like
be
that.
There. Be all right.
You think so?
Yeah.
Someone just texted the Utah Jazz hands.
I like that one. That's funny. Now I can't get all these out of my head.
I know. I'm going to start doing this with all of them. Someone wrote the Golden Girls State Warriors.
Don't you call the Cowboys something?
Oh, the Cowgirls.
Oh, that's funny. Not going
to
lie.
I'm trying to come up with some other ones, man. I still can't get over how poorly the Raiders played this weekend.
I know.
How many times are you going to bring this up?
I know. I'm not even trying to dig. I really am concerned.
It's so bad. I turned it off. I put the Aces game on instead.
Yeah, well, that was a good move. The Aces are the hottest team in town right now.
Oh, can we give something for the Aces? Let's see. The Las Vegas. What is an ace? Like from
the deck of cards.
From the deck of cards?
Yeah. I don't know, but someone just texted the Minnesota Olsen Twins.
Oh, the baseball team.
Oh, my God. It takes me a second to think about.
I know. You guys are quick. I don't know how you come up with these. Those are really good. All right. Let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play. Heads up at 702-364-9400. And we've got your tickets right now to Louis Tomlinson's How Did We Get Here World Tour. Yes, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He is going out on a solo tour. It was just announced last week. And we've got your tickets right now to see him at Resorts World June of next year. All you got to do is play Heads Up. You got to pick a category. You get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up. with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Kat, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo, awesome.
Let's get you these tickets to see Louis Tomlinson as he comes to Resorts World in June of next year. We've got your categories. Do you want to go with Stop and Smell the Roses, Something's Fishy, Playing with Fire, Sneakerhead, or Checkmate?
Something Fishy?
Something Fishy it is. Okay, World Octopus Day is on Wednesday. These are all different animals you would find in the sea or the ocean, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now. These are very friendly to humans, and they go,
Seals.
No, sorry. They're gray. They are very
otters.
They like jump out of the water. You might see them at SeaWorld.
Whales.
Let's pass. A great white what?
Shark.
Yes. These have 8 arms.
Octopus.
Yes. A killer blank.
Whale.
Yes. You might get this to eat at a restaurant. Steak and. Surf and turf steak and like a tail.
Lobster.
Yes. I think these are like some are electric and can shock you.
Eels.
Yes. This is a type of whale, the black and white ones.
Orca?
Yes! Wow, nice. You got it! Oh my gosh! And you still had a few seconds to spare, Kat. We got hung up on that first one. It was a dolphin.
Oh my God.
That's okay.
I was so distracted about how you interpreted a dolphin. You were like,
isn't that how they speak?
Yes.
I don't know. I was terrible at impersonations. But Kat, you didn't need it. You got it anyway. Congratulations. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, and the search is on. Right now, we are looking for our October Teacher of the Month. We want to honor one of those amazing teachers that are out there that teach here in the Valley that are doing amazing things for their students. We're talking getting them a $150 Visa gift card from Findlay Chevrolet, an additional one from Silver State Schools Credit Union, and a personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. How do you nominate? It's easy, and it'll take you less than a minute. Just go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and tell us why your teacher, your kid's teacher, your coworker, why do they deserve to be Teacher of the Month? Get your nominations in ASAP. They close on Friday, and thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
A new study has ranked the most dangerous and the safest U.S. cities for people walking or biking. And if you've ever tried crossing the street here in Vegas on foot, this is not going to surprise you. Las Vegas made the top 5 most dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild out there. The worst city in America for pedestrians and cyclists is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, followed by Tucson, Jacksonville, San Bernardino, and then us. We're number 5, baby, but not in a good way. They looked at fatal crash data, infrastructure, safety measures. On the bright side, the safest cities were New York, Irvine, and Boston, all places where you can actually walk where you're not feeling like you're playing dodge 'em. But I think it's on both sides. Like the drivers here, they're so distracted. I see people on their phones driving all the time or just not paying attention. On the other side, some of the pedestrians, they are crossing not in crosswalks. Like in the middle of the night, my husband and I are driving. We're going westbound on Flamingo. We had just gone out to dinner and
someone just randomly crosses the street in the middle of the, just in the middle of the road, no intersection, nothing. And it's dark out. They're wearing all black.
Ugh.
And he's like hitting the brakes. It's just like, whoa, you know, it's so dangerous.
I agree, especially with the pedestrian thing. And I think I feel, although Las Vegas is still not good on the list, I feel like it's gotten better, at least with the strip and the pedestrian bridges.
Yes, that's helped.
I remember coming here to Vegas and visiting when I was a kid, and just to cross the street on the strip was a nightmare. It was so scary. So I feel like the pedestrian bridges have helped like in the touristy areas, but I think we could do better in the suburbs.
You know where it is so, so hard to turn into? It's when you're going, you're on the strip and you're trying to turn into Paris.
Oh gosh, yes.
There are so many people crossing. And then when...
That's across, right across from Caesars, right?
From Bellagio.
From Bellagio, yes.
And
okay.
So when they have the no more crossing, they don't stop crossing. They keep walking, and then you're in the middle of the intersection. Like, what am I supposed to do here? That one, I wish they would build like a little mini bridge over that.
Yeah, smart. And honestly, though, it's like when you're at these touristy spots, like anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, I get nervous when I'm a pedestrian. So I just got to be extra safe when I'm a tourist out there.
Or just go to, what is it, New York, Irvine, or Boston, and you'll be much better.
Yeah.
Also this morning, the Aces, they're doing what champions do. They're winning big. They beat the Phoenix Mercury 91-78 yesterday to take a 2-0 lead in the WNBA Finals. Jackie Young went off for 32 points, tying her playoff career high, while Asia Wilson added another monster double-double with 28 points and 14 rebounds. Chelsea Gray, she had 10 assists. And then Jewel Lloyd celebrated her 32nd birthday with 9 points, 7 rebounds, and a lot of clutch plays. I was there and the crowd was losing it. Like, it was amazing. Game 3 heads to Phoenix next. But with this momentum, maybe, fingers crossed, the Aces might wrap things up early. Well, we hope. Michelob Ultra Arena was crazy, and it feels like this dynasty is still very much alive.
I love how you were at the game, and I love how you're just, I was trying to see you on TV, and then I would record you on the DVR. But something that I really loved, because I didn't get to watch the full game, was the press conference afterwards.
Yes.
So Becky Hammon was talking about the game, but really what I loved was watching Asia Wilson and Jackie Young talk about just like their poise, and just like, the job is not done, people. Like, we got to make sure we're continuing to not just break records, but to continue on this momentum to finish it out.
Yeah, they are certainly not overconfident. They, like, that first game was a close one. Yesterday started off terribly. They obviously turned around, so they know this is not going to be a cakewalk by any means. And I love that they're staying humble. So
when's the next game?
I think it's on Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry, I thought you were going to give the information.
I thought I gave it away, but I realized I did not write it in my story. Let's see here. I'm going to divert to Ramon. Ramon knows all. When is it, Ramon?
Thanks, Ramon.
It's Wednesday at 5.
Wednesday at 5. Thank you. All right. Finally, this morning, only in America would someone say, let's run 31 miles and eat Taco Bell the whole time. There is something called the Taco Bell 50K, and it just happened in Denver. Participants had to stop at 10 Taco Bells along the 31-mile route and eat something at 9 of them. Chalupa Supreme, Crunchwrap Supreme, Burrito Supreme, you name it. Now, you have 11 hours to finish. You cannot take Pepto or Alka-Seltzer.
What?
And if you throw up, you're disqualified.
No kidding. Wait, how do they, can they use the restroom?
Yes. Honestly, I feel like those are reasonable rules, but this is still an insane idea. Around 600 people ran it this year, and Taco Bell, they say they want nothing to do with it officially, but let's be honest, this is definitely like the epitome of running for the border, don't you think?
Yeah, not only running to the border, but running to the bathroom.
I know.
If you had a drink with all those Taco Bell menu items, like maybe a Baja Blast or something, maybe. But then I'm thinking about, dang, a Mexican pizza. Like, how are you holding all of these things while doing the marathon?
Well, you can drink drinks. They say they didn't count as food, but you can have drinks. You were able to use the bathroom as much as you like, but you can only use Taco Bell bathrooms. Or there was like approved public toilets that you could use, but they've been doing this for 8 years now.
And winners, do they win anything? Do they get like a free supply of Taco Bell or something? But like, I couldn't do that.
I think it's just like bragging rights, which if that's what you want to brag about, have at it. I mean, good for you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. You be the judge. Is this person being a jerk? Or are they completely justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to bring up for Jerk or Justified, send us an email, DM us, go to our social media, Mercedes in the AM, or you can go through our website, mix941.fm. This one is from Heidi. It says, hi guys, this is for Jerk or Justified. I'm emailing because I was recently shocked to find out that my roommate of 3 years isn't having me in her wedding party. She decided to fill the last slot with her college roommate. And not gonna lie, I was really hurt. Then I remembered my roommate has always been a little weird about my tattoos. I have a full arm sleeve and a couple of tattoos on my legs, and I know she's not a fan. She has zero tattoos. That's when I heard through a mutual friend that the reason she didn't have me as a bridesmaid is because she and her mom think my tattoos will ruin her wedding photos. It made more sense to me, but it was still really hurtful. And now I don't know what to say to my roommate. Would I be a jerk or justified if I asked her if my tattoos were the reason I wasn't asked to be in her wedding party? Or should I just not say anything? I realize that after she gets married in the spring that we're not going to live together anymore anyway. Thanks, Heidi. 702-364-9400. What do you think? Is she being a? Would she be a jerk if she asked, or would she be completely justified? What do you think?
I would go to say that she's sort of being a jerk if she wanted to ask if that's the reason why. The reason I say that is because this isn't unfortunately about you. It's about what she ultimately decides to do because it's her wedding. She's the bride. And I've had my ups and downs with brides over the last year, and I would just say, just leave it alone. Don't talk about it. Let her get what she wants. If you're really that close to her, maybe, but it doesn't seem you're really that close to her anyway because you guys aren't going to live together anymore anyway. So you kind of are already expecting the relationship to kind of dwindle out after you guys move out. You know what I mean? So I just say,
well, I mean, she's getting married, so she has to move out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that, but also that she's like, we're not going to live together anymore anyway, is what she's kind of saying. She doesn't seem like, oh, I want to keep this friendship. I really want to know. It doesn't seem like that friendship is strong just based off of that email.
See, I took it a little differently. I don't know. Maybe they aren't going to be friends, but I just took it like, well, obviously we're not going to live together because she's getting married. Like, but I feel like, see, I kind of feel like you're justified in asking. And maybe this is the unpopular opinion, but my theory is you never know until you ask. Now, you may not always get the answer that you want, but at least you know what's going on. There's been so many times in my life where I just didn't ask the question, and I wish I would have, so I knew where I stood with someone or where I stood with a situation. And so I think you're justified in asking, but be prepared to not get an answer that you want. You have to be ready for that. So if you do ask, I would keep it calm. I would keep it simple. I would say something like, hey, I heard something and I wanted to ask you directly, did my tattoos have something to do with not being in your wedding? And then just let her answer. Like, don't be accusatory. Don't say anything else. Let her say what she wants to say. And it might sting, but at least you'll know the answer. You won't be sitting here wondering.
True.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Catherine, jerk or justified? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I agree with you, Mercedes. I think it would be justified for her to ask. And if she asks, like you said, it doesn't have to be, just be ready for the answer, but it also doesn't have to be,
confrontational.
It could just be like, I'm just curious, like, why didn't you ask me to be a bridesmaid? I thought we were close. So,
is that presumptuous of her, though, to assume that she should be a bridesmaid? Like, is that going to make her look like her roommate feel like, wow, I wasn't going to ask you even without the tattoos. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like you said, I think I would always ask. It's better to know than not to know. So
yeah, that's kind of how I feel. You ask and get the answer. It may not be the one you like, yeah, but you're going to get an answer. Hey, Mark, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
It's a jerk move, honestly.
By asking, she would be a jerk. Why do you think that?
The reason why is because as being a husband, being a significant other, my wife, it's her day. My bride-to-be, it's her day. Whatever she wants. And it's not about nobody else. I don't care about family, nothing. It's about her day, whatever she wants. That's it. That's what I live with for the rest of my life.
Oh, well, what a great husband. You're very protective, and yes. I love that. Like, your wife is probably very lucky to have you, like, stand up for her like that. I mean, I feel like it's not a jerk to want to know something. Is it making it about her, though, by asking?
A little bit.
Is it?
A little. I do remember I had a friend that got married, and we were really, really close in middle school, but we fell apart in high school, and all of the friends, even from middle school, they were bridesmaids except me. But I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to be like, hey, you know, Joanne, why aren't I in your wedding anymore? Because it's like 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
No, that's very, very valid. Debbie, good morning. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Number one, I think you're friends and you're going to ruin the friendship. Dresses have those little short jackets with the long sleeves. So not everybody has to look the same. Have her wear one of those little jackets.
Yeah, but she can't invite herself to be in the wedding, you know?
I will wear a jacket.
I totally get what you're saying. Like, yeah, maybe that would have been a good option, but it sounds like they filled up all the spots. Ramon, I'm going to divert to you. What do you think in a situation like this? Are you a jerk if you ask, or are you justified?
I think Heidi is justified as someone who also has tattoos, who also has half a arm sleeve. She did say her mom, and you guys keep saying it's her day, so why bring her mom into it? Her mom should have no say in it. And I think she's justified to at least ask. It's not the 1900s. Tattoos are a thing these days. You shouldn't be ashamed of tattoos at all.
I mean, and we're in the time of like Instagram filters and stuff. You can't tell me that they couldn't airbrush your tattoos out of the photos.
Photoshop.
It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.